Yorkshire Police, how can I help?
Oh, hiya, yeah, I'm just at Bispham Police Station. What is that? It's just a little bit of advice. Am I okay to get advice over the telephone? It's not an emergency or anything.
Yep, certainly, go for it.
All right, what is, I live in Bispham. And I've got, this morning, a young lady turned up at my door, who I'm a vague acquaintance of, said she'd been thrown out by her family and everything, and suitcases and shopping trolleys and God knows what.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've calmed her down a bit, and she said her dad's thrown her out. I managed to talk her back to going to her house. Now, she said she's scared he's going to hit her and this, that and the other. Is it a situation for the police? If God, you know, she's no relation, she's nothing, she's a child, basically, she's 15-year-old. I'm 51, you know.
Yeah.
And she just happened to knock on because nobody else was around. And I was a bit concerned, thinking, I just don't know where I stand with something like this. You know, I don't know the father, I don't know the family, I just vaguely know her, and she you know, she'd been to knock on her friends' houses and everything, and none of them were in.
Yeah.
And she spotted me and said, oh, could she come in for 10 minutes, which stretched for about 4 hours. I've managed to talk her back to going home. I said, look, your dad will have calmed down by now and everything, blah, 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 blah. And I thought, well, hang on, I've just left her in the limbo here.
It could well be that, if there's been anything else happened, like, the last few days, or, you know, if there's been an incident recorded with us, I know it seems to yourself just information, but it's well worth recording it down with us as well, you know, logging it down so we can refer back to it if there is actually anything else linked to it.
I said to the young lady in question, I said, I won't mention the name yet, I did say to her, you know, what, anything happened, have you, you know, and obviously I didn't go into the, you know, interfering or anything like that business, because I don't know the family. She says, no, just had a major round me dad, and he's thrown me out, he's packed me bags, blah, 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 blah. I've got nowhere to go, and I sat there thinking, well, what do I do there? I sat, as I said, I gave her something to eat, a couple of cups of coffee, and she calmed down, and I sent her back home. And I left it at that, and I thought, I'll just go to Bispham Police Station, just to see if get some advice, you know, like, you know, where do I stand? Can I refer her to social services myself, or... I have told her, you know, if it kicks off at your house again, what it is, I don't want to get involved, to be brutally honest. And I think that's where all her other friends, she's gone knocking on the door this morning, don't want to get involved. And I just happen to be a lucky bugger who cops it. And I said to her, look, if it does take off and he threatens you, throws you out again tonight, I'm not going to be around. And if your friends aren't there, just go to the police station. I don't know whether I've just said the wrong thing there by telling her to do that.
By giving you that information, I would actually suggest that was... probably one of the more correct things to do, to be honest, because obviously we can get in touch with the social services and that sort of procedure ourselves. Probably best not to try and deal with it all yourself, because to be honest, you do only vaguely know her.
I don't even know where she lives, to be very honest. I vaguely know where she lives. She just moved from an area near me to another area around the back of me, and I don't even know her house address or anything, and I don't know I know her full name. I mean, I can give you a name. I've got her, not a date of birth, but I know how old she is. She's 15.
Yeah.
She's permanently excluded from school. She is a bit of a problem child, I must admit.
But she's not of the legal age, obviously, to be on her own either. What I can do, if possible, can I put you through to one of the communication officers here?
Yes, of course.
We can record this down in the log, obviously, you know, we can keep, you know, a reference to it. If, say, in, you know, extreme circumstances, it could be a missing person case or something along those lines, you never know.
Yeah.
At least we've got the name locked down already as having had some trouble in the past.
Yeah.
I'll put you through to one of these officers and we can take that information.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Just one moment, I'll put you through to one.
Okay, thank you.
Like a chocolate.
Oh, yeah, good afternoon, love. I've just been speaking to a chap, he's put me through to yourself. It's not an emergency or anything, it's just basically advice I was after from the guy. And he said he'd refer me on to yourself. What it is, basically, cut long story short, I live in Bispham, and this morning a young lass who I vaguely know turned up at my door with bags, suitcases, and God knows what. She's only 15.
Right.
And she'd been thrown out by her father, and I thought, oh,
yeah.
And anyway, she'd been knocking on all her friends' doors, and nobody wanted to know, because she's a bit of a problem child.
Right.
I just happened to be going out, and she knocked on, so I wouldn't have answered my door.
Yeah.
So anyway, I brought her in, give her a coffee, give her something to eat, and she was worried sick about going home, so I said, well, look, there's nothing I can do, because I don't want to get involved with social services or police or anything.
Yeah.
And what it is, basically, I've sent her back home.
Right.
I've said, you're not under any threat of physical violence, are you? And she did say she was a bit worried about what her dad's going to do, and blah, 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 blah. And I said, well, look, there's nothing I can do. And basically, I packed the bags for, you know, gave her her bags all back, and I got her on her way to back to her home address.
Right.
And then I thought, well, I left her in limbo there. That's why I've just come down to Bispham Police Station to a bit of advice, see what I can do, you know.
Right, okay. Do you know where she lives?
No, I don't even know where she lives. She just...
The only other thing you can do then is call social services and hope that they're aware of the female. Do you know a name?
Yes.
You know a full name?
Yes.
Oh, okay. The only thing you can do is call them, because without an address, we can do a welfare check, but without an address, we don't know. We're stabbing in the dark, basically. So the only other thing you can do is call social services, who, when they find out an address, we'll call ourselves.
Right, yeah. What, as I said, the reason for like me popping in just now is, as I said, I've only just got rid of her. She turned up at 9 this morning, and she's permanently excluded from school. She's a problem child, drinks, smokes, you name it, she does it. And I know her, as I said, I know her vaguely. She's walked past, let on to me, and all her friends are blanking her, as I said. She knocked on, and she just... At the end of it all, I turned around and said, look, you've got to go home. I can't put you up. I'm a single male. I'm 50 years old. I can't do anything for you, love. And, you know, she's and crying and howling.
Yeah.
And so I sent her back home. I walked back to the area where she lives. And she said, okay, thanks. What do I do if it kicks off and hits me or throws me out again? I said, well, don't come back to my house. I said, just go to the police. And I basically didn't know what to suggest, you know.
Yeah, exactly. That's all she can do at the end of the day. But as I say, from what you're saying, it sounds like social services no doubt will be aware of who this female is.
Yeah.
So if you can just get in touch with them, just advise them of what you said to us. You don't have to give your name to them, anything like that. In turn, they will call us and say, can you do a welfare check on her?
Oh, is that what they call it, a welfare check?
Yeah, it'll be a welfare check, but at the moment, you'd need to go through social services, because they'll have the address.